listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Nancy Pelosi has officially asked the puppet president, Joe Biden, to transfer to her and the Democratic Party the nuclear launch codes. Brace yourselves.
Guys, there you have it. That is, wow. The Democrats, led by Nancy Pelosi, have literally sent Joe Biden a letter. This is on February 22nd. Asking him to give them control of the nuclear codes. They want to create a committee to talk about things, consult things. So while China launches a first strike, we're going to have a committee of lawyers arguing whether we should respond or not. And that's on purpose. That's all done on purpose. Here's the article out of the Daily Mail. Dozens of Democratic lawmakers asked Joe Biden to give up president's sole authority to launch nuclear weapons weeks after Nancy Pelosi warned unhinged Donald Trump could use them. It's your Daily Mail article. This is General Milley confirming that. Milley confirms Pelosi conversation distances Pentagon from talk of disarming Trump. So we're going to have the rest of that report, which is titled Pelosi demands Biden transfer nuclear codes to Democrats. You can find that on band.video at the top. We are going to play that full report coming up in the third segment. And it might last that whole segment. And then at the bottom of the hour, I will start taking your phone calls on this and a host of other issues. Did you know they are growing your children now in little education pods? I'm going to get to that in the second hour. And how it's all been a plan. Just like this talk of getting the nuclear codes from the president. It's not about Biden. I mean, they knew they were putting a doddered, old, degenerate young or old man into that office. They were going to thrust him in and then control him. Here is a part of a white paper that was updated in December 3rd, 2020, Defense Primary Command and Control of Nuclear Forces. And here it lays out through lawyer speak why the president should not be in charge of the nuclear arsenal, because, you know, we can't trust one man to do it. We have to trust Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer and a gaggle of lawyers, people like Ted Lieu, Leon Panetta's son. All those people signed the letter. They just had in front of me. Anyway, I'm your host, Rob Duke. Thank you for joining me this morning on American Journal. I will give out the phone number during the second segment, and you can call in and we could talk about all kinds of things. Here's out of Populist Press. Probably not long before Kamala takes charge. And there's a tweet from Benny Johnson, and this is part of a speech that I watched the other day, and he's got lots of fumbles in this one. Biden can barely read a teleprompter at this point. So it's probably not long before Kamala takes over. And I'm going to play a short clip of Alex Jones talking back in 2010. In the summer of 2010, Alex Jones was warning you about lockstep, warning you about mandatory masks, forced vaccinations, checkpoints. Almost 11 years ago. And this is where we're at now. Got another clip we'll play later. Alan Dershowitz rejects Dominion lawsuit against MyPillow CEO. I mean, we know. We'll see how far this lawsuit goes. It'll all be very interesting. So all that, your calls. And in the third hour, I'm going to have Darren McBreen, and we're going to talk about UFOs. There's been some interesting disclosures lately. So you are watching The American Journal. Thank you for waking up with me. I'm going to drink some coffee during the break and pump myself up. We'll be right back.
Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K, that are both essential, are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone, and it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together, or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You cannot find me on any social media to speak of because I've been banned from everything. So you can find me at band.video. I have a channel there. Dew's News. I sometimes do reports. Mainly I'm behind the scenes working on reports and stuff with Alex. Last night we shot a video called Pelosi Demands Biden Transfer Nuclear Codes to Democrats. We'll be playing that in the next segment in its entirety. And it's scary that they put out a white, they tell you exactly what they're going to do, which they did here in December 3rd, Defense Primer Command and Control of Nuclear Forces. That's December 3rd. December 6th, Pelosi goes to the Joint Chiefs and says, hey, we need to take the nuclear codes away from Trump. He's unhinged. So that came out January 8th. And now we have dozens of lawmakers, Democratic lawmakers, asked Joe Biden to give up President's sole authority to launch nuclear weapons. And here's the letter dated February 22nd. Dear President Biden, we write to respectfully request that you consider modifying the decision-making process the United States uses in its command and control of nuclear forces. Vesting one person with this authority entails real risks. Past presidents have threatened to attack other countries with nuclear weapons or exhibited behavior that caused other officials to express concern about the president's judgment. Signed by Jimmy Panetta. His dad is Leon Panetta and Ted Lieu. And then it's got the support of all these other Democrat congressmen. They want to tie everything up in a committee. And this isn't for Biden. This is just to take executive power away for the next president. Because they know Biden is not long for this world. Ayanna Pressley's on here. Remember, she said, bring the fire. She's on there. Ilhan Omar, Jayapal, Bobby Rush, Peter DeFazio. They want to tie it all up with lawyers and committees. They want to have the Attorney General and the Secretary of Defense. They want certifications. So China launches its nuclear missiles, or Russia, at us. Probably not going to happen, but if it happens, instead of the message going to the president and the president getting to make that determination, it's going to go to a committee. It's like Princess Leia and who is it? Han Solo on the Death Star. No, we don't have time to discuss this as a committee, I think is what Han Solo said when they're trying to get through the Death Star. And no, we don't have time to stop and explain. We have to move. So they want to put it into a committee. I'm going to get into this a little bit later, too. Crimson Contagion, a 2019 exercise that was done with former Obama officials. And now these former Obama officials are now working under Joe Biden. And if you think of lockstep being the blueprint of what we're under now, which Alex Jones talked about 10 years ago, Crimson Contagion was the exercise to get everybody into lockstep, to get all the jargon out, to give everybody their marching orders. So when the orders came down for masks and social distancing, that message went out nationwide. And here's the New York Times article covering that. Before virus outbreak, a cascade of warnings went unheeded. So all this has been prepared. They've all thought about it. They've war-gamed it. And here, in this, Biden's chief of staff was running Crimson Contagion. So it's just a bunch of incestuous Democrats. And notice, we still don't know the name of the man who shot Ashley Babbitt. We even have him on video. He's probably 10 feet from the video, from the video camera. But we still don't know his name. But we know Eric Sicknick, police officer at the Capitol, was hit in the back of the head with a fire extinguisher. Oh, no, but wait, that didn't happen. Now his mom's had to come out and said, no, that didn't happen. He had a stroke. And it was a stressful situation. You know, we were outside the Capitol seeing what was going on. And it definitely got out of hand. Hiding for his own safety. I mean, can you imagine if it was a white officer that shot a black lady? That would have been the end of it. That would have been the end of it. We would have known this guy. He'd have been keel-hauled. But that's not what's happening because the Democrats are in charge. Did you notice the Federal Reserve lost its payment system yesterday? They had a massive outage day after Tucker Carlson mentioned them on Fox News. In the same breath, he mentioned Alex Jones. Nobody also mentioned QAnon because, isn't it interesting? We have no idea. No one knows who QAnon is. All of this investigations, all this cell phone tracking, all this NSA, and we don't know who QAnon is. Yet they want to tell you they know that this incursion into the Capitol was planned months in advance. It's simply insanity. So I want to hear your calls. I'm going to go ahead and give out the number now because next segment we'll be mostly playing The video, Pelosi demands Biden transfer of nuclear codes to Democrats. I'm going to take a lot of your phone calls today. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Here's Rep. Matt Schaefer introduces bill to override governor's mask mandate order, requires statute. So all he's saying is, hey, we need to make a law if we're going to do these things and tell people to do it. We need to make it a law. And since they haven't done that, he's saying the governor can't have unilateral authority to do this. So here you have the states trying to take control of what's going on in their states. Here's what he said in a tweet. Want a mask mandate with a criminal offense? Pass a law. Governor can't create a crime and also enforce a crime. That violates separation of powers. No one should ever have that power. So he's saying we're going to repeal the mask mandate until we make it a law. And you know what that means, especially in the blue states. You're going to have those laws. You're going to see all that happening. Oh, there is also a fake race crime at Smith College. Black student was not a victim of racism for eating while black at ADK Smith College. This happens all the time. The 21-year-old pulled a Smollett on her college. Almost got, there was some fallout. Some people got fired or they got stressed out because they were named as racists. And that's how it works. And Al-Qaeda's back. We'll have some Al-Qaeda news. They have a new leader. His name, the Sword of Revenge. And I want to hear what you have to say about schools opening or closing. We've been doing this for almost a year now with the schools. I think it started in March. My kids never went back from spring break. And some of that's been positive. The homeschooling aspect's given them a lot more freedom. They're still learning. I help them out a lot more, especially with math. We do a lot of little math stuff. I can do the lower levels of math. Once we get into algebra 2, I'm checking out. But we have all that and more, and we're going to take your phone calls third hour. I have Darren McBreen joining me talking about UFOs. When we get back from break, Alex Jones with the report, Pelosi demands Biden transfer nuclear codes to Democrats. You can check it out on band.video or stay tuned. Because it's going to be back in just 4 minutes after this short break. We'll be right back. Thanks for watching.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I, myself, and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price. Ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech. while you still have it. While you still have it.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
It's the 24th of February, 2021, on this Wednesday evening. I was about to pack up and go home to see my wife and family. And I saw the news story and couldn't believe it, so I went to the congressional website. I checked the signatures. I checked the Twitter accounts, and it's true. Nancy Pelosi, through her surrogates and a long list of members of Congress, has sent a letter to Joe Biden, who will sign anything she puts in front of him, to transfer the nuclear codes to her and a group of congressmen and women, as well as the attorney general. Now, obviously, if Russia or China launch a nuclear attack, it's the president, the executive branch, the Constitution that has the power and the responsibility to defend against that. And you can't have a long deliberative process of going to Congress and going to the attorney general and getting this whole laundry list of people to sign off on whether it's legal. We don't elect the attorney general of the United States to say if launching a nuclear attack is legal. We elect the commander in chief to be over the military, and that's who decides that. If we're going to have a declaration of war and go to war with the country, that's Congress. But in an emergency capacity, if America has been attacked, that's the modern world, it is the policy of this country and other countries that the chief executive of the armed forces deal with that threat. To follow this would be to invite a first strike by Russia or China. So to have Pelosi doing this after 5-6 years, before Trump even got elected, of saying he is a Russian agent, for 5 years at least, we've been hearing this, and then to see them do something like this is just incredibly dangerous. You've got to read the letter that a whole list of members of Congress signed on to. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and the leader of the Senate, Chuckie Schumer, have not hidden the fact that they are the ones behind this. In fact, back on January 8th, last month, before Trump was already gone from office via their election fraud, they went to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, had a conversation about taking the nuclear codes away from the president. So you can call Trump a dictator all day. You can call Biden a dictator all day. But if you transfer military operations to Congress, it's unconstitutional. It's insanely dangerous because then you can't respond to an outside foreign threat. This is simply amazing. Go read it for yourself. It says right here on the second page that a consortium of bureaucrats and lawyers will be in control and that the attorney general will confirm whether it's legal or not. Well, how does the attorney general know international law or the rules of war or U.S. nuclear engagement policy? This is a true coup over the executive branch, over our military, and over 250-plus years of this nation's existence. No one on the planet, from France to the U.K. to Russia to China to Israel, has their Congress or their Knesset or their parliament in control of the deployment of nuclear weapons or any other weapons. But this is the bureaucratic lawyer desire for power. And we know that Communist China, working through their agents like Eric Swalwell, who's been penetrated by literal sex operatives, are the ones that ran the second impeachment and are the ones that have been threatening to use nuclear weapons on American gun owners if we don't submit to them. So this is clearly China trying to use their operatives like Joe Biden, who has said, hey, I am more than happy to let China invade Hong Kong. I'm more than happy to have China have death camps. And so they know that he and his son are totally compromised. And now they're going to use congressional pressure to have them come to Biden and start transferring the power illegally to them. So Biden must be removed. Pelosi must be removed. This just shows what allowing this bureaucratic coup has done, what the election fraud has allowed. Now they say their main mission is war with American gun owners. Now they say they want a civil war to re-educate us. And they're literally on the tit of the Communist Chinese. Hollywood's literally owned by the Communist Chinese. And so many members of Congress, from Dianne Feinstein to Swalwell, are on their payroll. And this is now the point we've gotten to, where the Attorney General and the Secretary of State and the Vice President and the Speaker of the House and a panel of members of the House and Senate will decide when we use nuclear weapons. That's just incredible. It's so mind-blowing. But again, the globalists don't like us having a country. They don't like having a House, a Senate, which is a legislative branch, the judicial, the courts, or the executive. They want control of it all through these bureaucracies, through things like Enron, these corporate management boards that actually make the decisions, and then legislative bodies become vestigial. We already let Congress insider trade outside the law. We already let them surveil us outside the law. We already let them engage in so many crimes, it's mind-boggling. It's not enough now to ship our jobs to communist China and to have the Clintons give them our missile secrets and ICBM secrets and nuclear weapons secrets under the Clintons. Now they're trying to hobble us further where the executive branch doesn't even have control of the nuclear weapons. But that makes sense because Biden is a hand puppet. He is a puppet of the communist Chinese. So this is the logical extension. He's only been in office a month and a few days. And already they're trying to transfer the nuclear weapons over to a group of Democratic Party bureaucrats. I mean, really, the headline here is Nancy Pelosi asked Biden to put nuclear weapons under control of the Democratic Party. Because that's what this is. Merrick Garland and Nancy Pelosi and all the rest of them. So if America puts up with this, we deserve what we get. There's this belief that, oh, America's invincible and America's too big to fail. But the very people running America are running into the ground and don't want it to exist and have been groomed for decades to serve foreign powers and foreign banks and foreign corporations. So I'm just going to ask the left, you really want the nuclear weapons in control of the corrupt attorney general, the new attorney general coming in? And the answer is, of course you do. You have a sycophantic love affair with tyranny. You have a sycophantic love affair with corruption. And lawyers run this country. They've run it in the ground. And so now they're going to play general and be in control of the nuclear weapons. I'll be covering this all tomorrow on my weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's also Washington Journal, weekday mornings with Tom Pappard and Harrison Smith, and of course, Owen Schroyer with The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. I don't know how long we're going to be on air. Things are getting really, really serious. The Democrats are even calling for Fox News to be taken off cable TV. These are very dark times of authoritarianism. And the left is so in love with authoritarians like communist China and oppressive regimes, and so fixated on dominating domestic Americans, they have a serious blind spot for what they're setting up because they have no military understanding, no historical understanding, and are, again, dyed-the-wool globalists that believe destroying U.S. sovereignty and signing us over to foreign powers is how they get respect and get ahead. And that's not what history shows. Weakness elicits aggression and elicits war. And that is what you see unfolding. We now have a president who is a brain-dead puppet, who is completely out of his mind, a babbling mess, who was put there so these lawyers and control freaks could have him sign over the power of that office to them so they could play God. This is red-level danger, and I expect Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, if anybody tries to post this, to censor it, because we are a ship of fools, of total and complete maniacs that are overthrowing everything that made us great, everything that made us secure. Every check and balance is being destroyed in the name of checks and balances. Infowars.com is the tip of the spear. Bandod videos for all these important reports that are censored or posted. Please get this out to Congress. Get this out to your legislatures. Get this out to your governors so we can move to impeach not just Joe Biden, but Nancy Pelosi as well for engaging in this type of treachery that is 100% coming from communist China.
All right. We're going to be back after this with your calls. Got a lot of people want to talk about what Alex Jones was just talking about. Pelosi demands Biden transfer nuclear codes to Democrats. Go watch it on Bandop Video, and there's a secret promo code that you can use at InfoWarsStore.com. I'll tell you a little more about it on the other side, along with your calls. It's 877-789-2539. You're watching The American Journal.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale and an additional 10% off as well because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price, anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, everyone, to The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Due. Our call number is 877-789-2539. The board has lit up with people wanting to talk about... I've never seen the word nuke on our call board so many times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 different spots. That's what you want to talk about. Because it is... It's scary that these Democrats... And we know what they want to do. I mean, they've said they want to burn this place down. They're ready to burn it all down. And now they want in charge of the nuclear codes. So it is scary. So we're going to get to your calls next. We got Heinrich, Liam, Johnny from Denmark. I think we might go to Johnny first just because he's in Denmark. Carl in Virginia, O'Brien in Maryland, Jack in Illinois, Scott in Florida, Jefferson in Virginia, fumbling the nuclear football, and Heather in Michigan. But first, I want to tell you right now, I alluded earlier to some coupon codes that can be found in band.video videos. And that's the only place you can find them. But if you don't want to get on band.video, we still have some amazing savings at InfoWarsStore.com. Time to stock up and save now. 50% off some of our top-selling brands, plus free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off, plus free shipping. TurboForce, 40% off plus free shipping. Supermail Vitality, 40% off plus free shipping. The Privacy Pouches, $10 off plus free shipping. But I'm going to give you a little secret. If you go to band.video and you watch the videos, we have promo code Easter eggs hidden inside. It's even better than the $10 off plus free shipping for the InfoWars Privacy Pouches. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off plus free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil, something that I take just about every day. And let me tell you, if you take four or five of these, you will have some amazing dreams about an hour before you go to bed. 40% off plus free shipping. Ultra 12, 50% off plus free shipping. Winter Sun, 25% off plus free shipping. All Storable Foods, 10% off plus free shipping. I don't think we've ever done that before. These deals are already amazing. You're getting an additional 10% off plus free shipping. And Alexa Pure Pro, 50% off or $50 off plus free shipping. So time to fortify your supply lines, because if you were living in Texas, your supply lines definitely got hit with this freeze. And so the time to stock up is now. Use some of that stimulus money that the government's throwing out there. But get yourself prepared. There's an amazing ad playing right now of a guy just saying, thank God I listened to you and prepared, and they had the water filters. We had the water filter at my house. My wife had just about every water container filled with water before they shut the water down that she had filtered, and we saved it in a container. Filtered, and we were filtering nonstop. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check everything out. We got water and air filtration, storable food, freeze dryers, seeds, radios, survival gear, survival accessories, privacy gear, nuclear and biological gear, and media to help you out. And I'm actually going to talk about a book that we carry, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, in the second hour when we get to our education. But let's go to Johnny in Denmark. He believes the nuclear codes are masking for something else as Biden's under control. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hi, Rob. Great job you're doing so far. Actually, one of the few InfoWars hosts I've never gotten to field my call. This actually just adds to the complexity of the equation for me, because what doesn't compute here is that why would Pelosi and Schumer be putting pressure on Biden? Biden's a puppet who will do anything they want. I mean, this is basically grand theater, and it feeds into something else I was thinking about, which was the military at various points seemed to be very strategically uncooperative with the Biden pseudo-administration. For example, not briefing him when he declared himself to be president-elect, and also, you know, sending out dirty cars, you know, and not saluting him. And very significantly, all eight of the Joint Chiefs of Staff were appointed by Trump. I looked this up for myself. I didn't read it anywhere. Within a 13-month period between July 11, 2019 and August 6, 2020, and not a single one of them has been fired. And so I think we might have to give some new credence to Steve Pachenik's claim that Trump is de facto still in control of the military, because, again, the military seems to be the wrench in the fan for the NWO in the U.S. In particular, I think you probably remember there was a several-month period where the Democrats were and the whole NWO was hinting and then actually saying that the military would take out Trump. I mean, you had Eric Holder saying it. You had Joe Biden himself saying it. You had Kamala Harris saying it, until finally the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, came out and said, no, we're not going to get involved.
Let me jump in real quick. That's sure. You said a lot, and I agree with you. What the questioning is, why are they doing this? This is to just weaken the executive branch. So what are they doing with Biden? Making him sign all these executive orders. He doesn't even know what he's signing. He didn't think of these. They're creating the perception that the executive branch is vestigial, and that whatever the previous administration puts up, it can be wiped away with the next administration. But none of these are laws. If Trump had gotten some of this stuff into law that he signed in executive order, it'd be a lot harder to circumvent. Now they're watching Biden, who's right now. Look at that. Is that live? Is that a live feed? Biden signing more executive orders right now? It could be. because he doesn't know what he's doing. But this is a way to circumvent the military, because now you can tie it up with the Democratic Party, which you could say is probably owned and run by China. Feinstein had a spy for 20 years driving her around. Fang Fang was banging Swallowswell. I mean, more shoes are going to drop. You think these are the only two people that are messing with China on the Democratic Party? This is all about if China decides they want to invade. Oh, there's Kerry and Biden with Xi Jinping toasting to our downfall. When you've got all this stuff tied up in committee, China can just march in if they decide they want to do that. What do we have? China says U.S. undermining stability after warship sails through Taiwan Strait. So this could be the military trying to assert some dominance still. And yeah, I agree. There could be a stay-behind network that Trump put in with the military. But military didn't do anything, you know, what Trump asked. When they were rioting all over the country, we couldn't call out the National Guard. We have patriots surround the Capitol, and some of them go inside, and we've got the Capitol on lockdown. So, Johnny, I appreciate your call. Yeah, I don't know what this means, but this is definitely a way to attack the military and circumvent the military to have a quick response. Let's go to Heinrich. Wants to talk about the new codes as well. Go ahead, Heinrich.
Yeah, Rob. Yeah, I'm just kind of concerned about a couple things. You have Pelosi trying to weaken the executive branch. You have Justin Trudeau, who actually made, unfortunately, a decent point when he talked about basic dictatorship. I believe he also commented on the agility of governments like China and Russia. I'm a freedom-loving, republic-loving American, but, you know, I cannot help but understand the danger of not having the agility these other superpowers have. You know, how are we going to adapt to those fast-moving governments when we, the people, have very little control over our own republic?
That's true. And they want to take away more control. That's why you look at ERCOT. ERCOT seems to have all this power over the power systems in Texas, and they're not elected. They're appointed. These people make good money, too, and most of them don't even live in the state of Texas. And so they're like, hey, screw you. We're resigning. We're not going to be held on the hook for this. All right, we're going to come back with more calls. We've got Liam in Illinois. We'll come back with you. We got Carl in Virginia, O'Brien in Maryland, and much, much more. You're watching The American Journal, and you can find it at band.video. Thanks for watching.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3G chess, 5G chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. Global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look it out. Prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, energy costs, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity, because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe.
The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K that are both essential are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a harm. And it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. You can find this show and others at band.video. We are the start of the morning show, kicking off from 8 a.m. to 11. Then it's the Alex Jones Show from 11 to 3, and then War Room 3 to 6. You can catch all these at band.video. And when you go to band.video, it'll say live on the left-hand corner in the little bar. Now, we got a lot of people calling in about the nuke codes. They're freaking me out too, that the Dems want to do this, but we have some codes of our own and they're being delivered right now. Look at that. We have,
we've got the codes.
We got the codes here. We've got promo codes. Oh, wow. All right. Let's see. Whoa. This is good. Yeah. These look good. Amazing. But I can't give them to you right now. I can't give you these promo codes. These, you're not ready to see these yet. You have to go to band.video and actually watch some of the videos there where we have short promos of Alex Jones. And you can look at the last few days' videos. There's three different promo codes in there. One for the Privacy Pocket, one for Winter Sun, and one for Ultra 12. All of which are better than the codes that I just read off to you in the Fortify Your Supply sale. So just to recap, Winter Sun's 25% off, Ultra 12, 50% off, and the Privacy Pouches are $10 off, all with free shipping. But if you go check out some videos at band.video, you can find some promo codes. I'll just put these right here for now. Too dangerous. And let's go back to the phone lines with Liam in Illinois. He says it's a stupid plan. Go ahead, Liam.
Hey, Rob, how's it going?
It's going great.
Hey, so
when I read about this article about the Democrats wanting to take the code, I kind of started looking at it as like a local standpoint. So, you know, Illinois, Pritzker, our governor, or our ruler, we should really say, made a new order saying that the police can't do a whole lot of, you know, if someone comes harassing you or someone's beating you, the police can only come over and say, hey, knock it off. You know, totally ripping away the backbone of law enforcement. And I think that's what the Democrats want to do with taking the launch codes away from the executive branch and putting into this committee of essentially not so much as us getting nuked. I don't see that ever happening, but us kind of telling the rest of the world, hey, we don't have a backbone anymore.
Yeah. And what's the deterrent? The deterrent is one guy having the ability to launch the nuclear weapons, not a committee. Because when you tie things up in a committee, okay, we're already hit. First strike is done. And if you haven't responded in that scenario, well, you're just going to get taken over. Because what are they going to do with these strategic nukes? We've had Joel Skousen on. They're going to hit the bases. They're going to hit the bases around the country. And then they're going to roll in and take over the cities. They won't hit the cities. Maybe a few select cities. But they're not going to hit the big cities. Because they want those people. I mean, China's what, built on slave labor. Everyone wants to talk about how bad the U.S. is. China still has slave labor. But you wouldn't know it. Thanks for calling, Liam. Let's go to Carl in Virginia. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, Rob, what's going on, man? Long time listener of you, yo. I'd like to first of all say what's the opposite of progress?
Congress.
That's correct. So if we want those guys in the, control of our news, we'll never get anything done. And it kind of frightens me that Kamala Harris and all those other be killed with other stuff is going to be in control of those buttons.
Oh, yeah, they'll remove Biden, and then it'll be Kamala.
Right.
So we're in this weird catch-22. Should Biden have control of the nukes? No, he shouldn't. He shouldn't even be elected. He shouldn't even be sitting in that seat. Kamala Harris should not be getting into that seat after they kick Joe Biden out using the 25th Amendment, or he just dies of natural causes or passes on. But they want to then take that power away. Well, that's a good one. That's a good. They just put a meme up of the Biden head on the Raiders of the Lost Ark golden idol pedestal and switching it out with Kamala. They're just going to do it real quick. But then the ball of death comes rolling down, and that's China coming to get you. Anything else, Carl?
Yes, sir. You spoke on the kids going back to school.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm actually against it. Reason being, yeah, sure, they get their socialism in and they get to, you know, socialize with their friends and everything. But in reality, what is school but programming the child's mind? And really, in reality, do you really want anybody else besides you or somebody you trust in reality to have control of your child's mind? I don't think so. I think you homeschooling your children is the best policy you can go for on your kids.
No, you make a great point there. And that's, I've seen that happen in my house. I think my kids have. They're a lot happier. They're not getting up early in the morning every morning. They could do some of their lessons on a pad. Some of them just go out and learn out in real life, which I think is the way to do it. That's how you learn. You learn by doing. And so I think they've had a much healthier life not being stuck in school, and especially not being forced to wear a mask. I'm going to get into more of this cartoon later, but this kind of, if you can go, guys, go to the dot cam, this kind of shows where we've progressed from these little bitty small town schools to where we're going once you pass through the Black Lives Matter cauldron. You know, you slowly make the kids angrier and less emotional. And then you have your interplanetary carbon unit reprogramming pod. That's where we're going. But that's one of the bright sides of the pandemic and the lockdown has been kids are being homeschooled more and more. Parents aren't sending their kids back to school and they're realizing, hey, I can do this. I should be teaching my kids. And they're listening in on the lessons. Yeah, human tents. Those are actually grow pods. Those are literal grow pods. Those are little bitty greenhouses that people get for their apartments. So literally teaching kids in grow pods, which was our headline for today. There it is from Paul Joseph Watson. Image shows school banned socially distanced inside human tents. It should be grow pods. They literally put them in grow pods. It's crazy. Thanks for calling, Carl. Let's go to O'Brien in Maryland. Let's talk about the new codes and the Texas freeze. Go ahead, O'Brien.
Yes. Based on the new code. I mean, what Pelosi is doing and what everybody else is saying, that basically they're trying to tie this whole thing up, because I just heard that same report just now, and it is pretty scary to know that technically they're trying to make him hand over the nuclear code, because keep in mind that he didn't actually win the election, and nor did Kamala. So we have an illegitimate president/vice president in the White House. On the Texas freeze point, I mean, technically, I don't even think that the polar vortex would dip so far down south unless it was basically used by, unless something really, really weird happened. And I think that HARP could be the main cause of it, because as we all know, Texas is basically going to try to secede from the Union and technically become their own country, which I've heard has had only happened before, if you can remember.
No, it has. It has happened. Texas, that's why we're the Lone Star State, and we have, and I think we're the only state that flies our flag above the United States flag. Talking about the Texas freeze, Cass Sinn put out an entire report, and I put one of these graphs here on Nextdoor a couple days ago, because our neighbors were, you know, bitching about who was the cause for this. And I said, well, here's a graph here showing that wind went down, which you can see, and then natural gas had to make up for the lack of wind. And then natural gas eventually failed, and coal took up a little more slack. Nuclear just kind of bobbed and weaved around, didn't do much. Solar and wind were non-existent. And so I put this up, and somebody said, that's a fake graph. So I looked at the name here, Cass Sinn. And I went to, I called the guy up, called the company up, and they sent me the entire presentation. It's not fake. This is the data they're getting. Wind doesn't work in these situations. A lot of this renewable energy doesn't work in these situations. It works on your house. It doesn't work in a giant field. We'll be right back with more of your calls. In the second hour, we're going to get into education as well. Thanks for watching The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago.
Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, everyone, to the second hour of The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew, sitting in for Harrison Smith. He's taking some well-deserved family time. And I think to put an end cap on all the stuff we've been talking about with Biden, we got a report from John Bowne called The 25th Amendment is Inevitable for Biden. And they tried to do this for Trump, but they were setting it up for Biden so they can install an even worse puppet, Kamala Harris, who relishes in what she's going to do to the American people. So here's that report now.
Section 4 of the 25th Amendment empowers the vice president and a majority of the president's cabinet to determine that the president is no longer fit to serve as president. It was attempted on President Trump in 2017.
Discussion of the 25th Amendment was simply Rod raised the issue and discussed it with me in the context of thinking about how many other cabinet officials might support such an effort.
Well, I've been speaking out about the invocation of the 25th Amendment since early this year because I do think the president is not equipped to do the job.
And recently, after the Capitol riot.
And I don't know where his cabinet has been all of this time, but it's long overdue for the 25th Amendment because this man is no longer capable of serving the United States of America.
Of course, Trump's mental fitness wasn't the real issue. It was his pro-America rhetoric that drove the Democrats to abuse Section 4 of the 25th Amendment.
President Donald Trump, who tweeted, quote, "Crazy Nancy is the one who should be under observation. They don't call her crazy for nothing."
But when it comes to mental fitness, Biden has in just 1 month proven he is out to lunch and a prime candidate.
We expect these additional 200 million doses to be delivered this summer. And some of it will come as early, begin to come in early summer, but by the midsummer that this vaccine will be there. And the order, and that increases the total vaccine order in the United States by 50% from 400 million order to 600 million. This is enough vaccine to fully vaccinate 300 Americans by end of the summer, the beginning of the fall.
It's clear to me, at the least, that U.S. President Joe Biden is struggling with dementia and is clearly not up to the task he's been sworn in to do. It was quite telling that while President Biden was playing Mario Kart and napping all of last weekend, apparently he had no official duties, his ambitious deputy Kamala Harris was telephoning foreign leaders. Biden started off by excusing the genocide against the Uyghur people by the Chinese Communist Party. He dismissed it as just Chinese cultural norms.
President. The central principle of Xi Jinping is that there must be a united, tightly controlled China. And he uses his rationale for the things he does based on that. I point out to him, no American president can be sustained as a president if he doesn't reflect the values of the United States. And so the idea I'm not going to speak out against what he's doing in Hong Kong, what he's doing with the Uyghurs in Western mountains of China and Taiwan trying to end the one China policy by making it forceful. I said, and by the way, he said he gets it. Culturally, there are different norms at each country and their leaders are expected to follow.
But then he went on to suggest that blacks, Hispanics, and people who live in the country aren't really smart enough to get online.
A lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination.
In a short time, the case for Section 4 of the 25th Amendment regarding Joe Biden will reach epic proportions. John Brown.
No, Joe. People know how to get on the internet in Africa with their flip phones. But here in the United States with their little hand control modulators, they don't understand. Right. We'll be right back with more. Thanks for watching The American Journal.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale and an additional 10% off as well because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price, anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
Well, I thought my life was over when she walked right out on me. And I watched the world around me just explode.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. I want to take your calls, go back to those. And it looks like a lot of you want to talk about education. So let's get into that for a little bit. But first, this is off the Mastodon social network I'm on. My neighbor tells me she received the Moderna vaccine and the first shot she said was fine until she felt sick 24 hours later. Then she received the second shot a month later and said she was so ill I couldn't move and felt my arm muscles were damaged, even as far as going to the doctor to be sure it wasn't a permanent injury. Sounds like a side effect. And Bill Gates says we're going to have about 700,000 major side effects, but it's not super painful. But then a few days later, I was fine. The vaccine's okay, but I had to call in sick for several days. And now Pfizer wants to give you a third dose because they've learned, hey, we get paid every time you get a dose. I think there was a chart they're making like $38 billion off this COVID vaccine. This has been a windfall for the vaccine companies because people were starting to say, no, we don't want your vaccines. And they played up this soap opera with Fauci and Bill Gates and the rest of them. Fareed Zakaria, whatever his name is. And everybody else, a third dose. See, it's never going to be enough. And then when you get that, they're still going to say, well, you still got to wear a mask. You got to have your mask on. And it'll never, ever end. All right, let's go to Jack in Illinois and wants to talk about schools reopening. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Rob. So the state of Illinois, first of all, just the first state to eliminate cash bail. That's terrible. There's a great article in the National Review called Ultra Woke Illinois, Our Top Threat to U.S. Education. And this is really, we're just a test for the nation, for the progressive side of things with this. Additionally, I kind of view this whole situation here in Illinois as a good thing because as they reaffirm their ridiculous position to keep the schools closed, this is creating a fight among these progressives. Because, you know, you have Lightfoot fighting with the teachers union.
Yeah.
You have a lot of lazy progressives who treat school as their daycare.
Yeah.
And then you have them fighting with the lazy union workers who treat the Democratic Party like they're bitches.
Literal battle of the couch potatoes going on right now in our education system.
So anyway, that's a fantastic article. Another thing, this is off topic, I wanted to point out. Eric Lander is Biden's science advisor. I'm going to read this. He toasted James Watson of the Human Genome Project. Mm. The toast was at the genome meeting at Cold Spring Harbor. James Watson is a horrible, horrible racist. And in addition, Eric Lander is related to Epstein as well. And so this guy's a freaking nightmare.
And what was the toast? Is there a quote in the toast?
I don't know what the toast was, but essentially Eric Lander had to apologize for this on Twitter because James Watson is known as a horrible racist. He essentially believes Africans have lower IQs because of their skin color. I mean, it's that's how bad this guy. This Eric Lander guy is Biden's new science advisor, to be confirmed. So hopefully. Somebody will get a hold of this information and get it. I mean, I don't expect anybody in Congress to have the balls to bring this up, but I mean, it's pretty, pretty amazing information. Hey, real quick. I know the whole thing with Millie Weaver's been a little weird, but did you see what Millie Weaver's new documentary, I guess, came out yesterday? She was talking about Ali Alexander, and his relation to, the McCain campaign and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think he did do some work for them at one time. I'll just say this, and I don't know too much about the story, and I haven't watched the documentary. But you know, people work for all kind of people in their past. People have pasts, and you know, I think we can nitpick the past of every person. I mean, some people you should look at their past, but I think some people have maybe changed and see. I think when you're getting into politics, maybe you're looking for a foot in the door. But I really don't know his situation. But I could see,
right?
You know, there's people out there that have done things that they're probably not proud of, and hopefully they change. But that doesn't speak to either one of those two individuals. But I have not seen the documentary yet. Have you watched it?
All right, gotcha. I did. It was pretty good. I mean, I would check it out. Hey, one point real quick also. Unlimited Hangout on their website, Whitney Webb has a fantastic article about Klaus Schwab and how Klaus Schwab's father, Eugene Schwab, started a company, Ice Weiss, I don't know if that's right, and they collaborated with the Nazis to create turbine engines, I believe, or heavy water perhaps. I read the article a few days ago. It ties – just like Juncker at the EU is tied to the Nazis,
mm-hmm.
Klaus Schwab is definitely tied to the Nazis as well. Excellent article. Schwab Family Values on Unlimited Hangout.
Oh, and there he is looking like one of the creatures from They Live. I found some interesting video of Klaus Schwab getting a doctorate in Lithuania, and they're putting on these Klingon robes on him. And then he starts talking about the war with the robots. It's creepy stuff. I'm going to put a video out later today, hopefully, if I have some time about it. I want to get that out today or tomorrow. But, yeah, these people are nuts. And, yeah, they all come from the loins of Nazis. They're all racist. They're all eugenicists. And they believe they're better than you. And you should just sit down and shut up and take it. Thanks for calling, Jack. Let's go to somebody else. Let's go to Heather in Michigan. I want to talk about teachers in Michigan receiving $500 personal checks. Is this so they don't have to go back to work? So they could just maintain their workout factor? We just showed the picture of Klaus Schwab in his Klingon robes. Go ahead, Heather.
Hi.
Hi, yep, you're on the air.
I'm here.
Yep, go ahead.
Well, I have a personal friend who received a check. He's not I have to leave the room.
But who is the check from?
Call you in secret.
Who is the check from?
Oh, she's in Michigan.
Oh.
She works for a private school, even a public school, and received in the mail along with a letter, which my husband has texted you, but...
He texted it to me?
I can send it to you, but I guess this is where I'm coming from is I can't even give you my own name. I can't even tell my husband I'm calling you. This is what most of us Americans are in a situation where their job depends on
being compliant.
Along with communism 19.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mainly wanted to call you today and let you know that I feel everything you and your callers have said, that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Without InfoWars, this past year would have been a lot have come out on your news program. And yet, you try to bring it up. I mean, just as I sat on hold, I got thinking about, like, the school board meeting I went to back in October. And basically, they were reading a reply letter to a man who wrote about the mask situation. And I kept my kids home so they cannot be in a mask. So that call yesterday, or the interview Alex had with Quail, really spoke to me. I thought, this is really come to fruition, that putting our kids in masks is demoralizing their spirit with God, their image of God. And
it's teaching them bondage. It's teaching them subservience.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah.
And my husband, again, I have to leave the room so he doesn't even know I'm calling you. But he works for a company that's trying to do exactly and has done Zoom meetings, exactly what Coca-Cola is doing.
Oh, yeah, totally. No, this is it.
Totally.
Check this out. We're about to go to break.
There was another Zoom meeting. I said, you need to record that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because they're teaching them, even in my kids' curriculum, that the white man is bad. And just the other day, we had to answer a question about racism. And what?
Oh, yeah. No, we're the new enemy. Heather, thank you for calling. Yeah, we're the new enemy. We're enemy number one. And get in line, shut up, or we're going to take your job. That's the new America. We'll be right back.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government-pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars, continue to spread the word to fight back.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're the bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent
cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother's child gonna be the greatest man alive.
I'm gonna wear a mask. I'm gonna wear it on your face. I'm gonna put a zipper on it. Get you into bondage. Oh yeah. I'm gonna start them young. Oh, I'm gonna start them so young. Give them the zipper face. Make them wear a mask. Put trennies in the libraries. Start 'em young. Oh, we're gonna start 'em young. Here it is, the latest in mass technology, zipper mouth. Get your kids playing with ball gags next.
Zip it up, kid. Zip it up.
Yeah. You know, and this is what they want to do to your kids. They want to have pot-bellied pedophiles play with them, put ball gags in their mouths, and zipper bondage mouth coverings. I mean, it is crazy. And then you have the news guys trying to sell you the trannies at the libraries saying, start them young, right? It's insane. It's insane. It's insane. And if you post a graph like this on your next door and your liberal neighbors don't like it, they'll get it removed because they don't like graphs and data that proves them wrong. Oh, and you prove a liberal wrong, what do? They don't debate back. They just get you censored. It's amazing. It's amazing. These people are not playing with a full deck. And they want to ruin this country, and we're letting them do it. 10 years ago, Alex Jones tried to warn you about what was happening right now. 10 years ago. The article from July 16th, 2010. Rockefeller study envisage is future dictatorship controlled by elite. And what happens when you go to here? Talks about Rockefeller, entitled Lockstep. The scenario depicts a world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. Huh. Wow. Lockstep. 10 years ago. I'm going to play that video coming up of Alex Jones. It's about 3 minutes long, just him talking about it. You know, just trying to warn you. I'm trying to tell you what was coming. Oh, boy. And we're in it now. And they've had 10 years to get this ready. And they rolled it out with precision using health statistics and fake testing and skewed results and corrupting hospitals with money, encouraging them to stick ventilators down people's throats to kill them. That's all for you. And they've all been working on that for a long time. Let's finish up with the school callers. Let's go to Patrick in New Mexico. He wants to talk about remote learning concerns, and then we'll end with Jeffrey in Canada. And then I'll get to this video of Alex Jones predicting lockstep or predicting the COVID lockdown, essentially. Let's go to Patrick in New Mexico.
Hey, what up, Rob?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. I got five kids in school right now, and mm-hmm. they're all remote learning. But when this all started, like I had the concern because, I watched Alex Jones and I kind of had this feeling that this creepy kind of stuff was happening even before I started tuning back into Alex Jones. I used to watch him way back in the day. But when I started watching him again now, it lined up with everything that I was thinking. And I was like, whoa, dude, like this is just too coincidental for it to not be accurate. So anyway, so now I have my kids like on remote learning and so I've been putting things into reality now, like just my whole perspective with anything that I do. So, you know, the kids are online learning through Google. So right now, I mean, Google's our biggest enemy. They're the biggest enemy of the people.
And Google's creating a profile on all your kids right now with all free stuff, kids. It's free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, man. The other thing that I'm just like really creeped out about is, I mean, what if, you know, like you said, they're building a profile of our kids. You know, what if they're doing that for the pedophiles, you know, and making a database of our kids for them to, you know, basically pick out later or whatever, man. Who knows what these sick guys are plotting. But honestly, you know, I'm getting ready to just get my kids on homeschooling. It's horrible because, you know, I'm a business owner. And, you know, now I signed up to be a business owner, but now I'm a teacher and a housewife.
Yeah.
So, which I don't mind, you know, I don't mind. I'm here for my kids. But it's just out of hand. You know, now if I do homeschooling, you know, I definitely won't have a job or time to run my own business. So it's just getting wild, man. I see Biden. I don't know if you ever saw that Geico commercial, with the old man, but I visualize Biden as the old man holding the fishing rod with the dollar at the end. And he's just kind of taunting everybody with, you know, hey, everyone get the vaccine and, mm-hmm. you know, we'll go back to normal. And then he's just taunting everybody with the dollar. And, you know, it's a total psychology move where, you know, they set the goal line and then you get there and then they just move the goal line, you know, even further. So it's like,
oh yeah.
Everyone thinks we're going to go back to normal and that's not a reality. Nobody's really looking.
You need one jab. No, now you need two. Now you need three. Yeah. You know, and some of these vaccine companies were smart. They're just like, hey, you're going to need two jabs. And that's double the money. Hey, why not? And they're like, yeah, good idea, Bob. Let's make it two shots. And then Johnson & Johnson's like, well, wait, we only had one. Maybe you need two of ours too. And so they're going to have two of the Johnson & Johnson shots. And now Pfizer's like, hey, hold my beer. We need a third dose, bro.
At this point, they can make up anything they want, and it's horrible, man. Because you know they got us played psychology, dude. Like through psychology, and it's wild. It's like, you know, now everyone's so scared of germs.
Yeah,
and it's just a play on our minds, dude. Like, I mean, that's all they got to do now. Like,
it's been a great conditioning exercise. Hey, I'm gonna jump. Let's go to Jeffrey in Canada. Communism and the unity theme. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Hi, Rob.
I'm doing great. You got a minute.
Okay, great. So first of all, I want to thank you guys, Alex Jones, for being one of my main educators since around 2002. And I know with Joe Biden saying that unity, we have to have unity, and then the opposite seems to occur. And with InfoWars being very smart, strategic, and having people from different groups coming on, Boogaloo and all that, I was thinking, what if I could possibly throw it out there, you could have somebody who's really on the right team interview him as Daniel Brigman from the Power Hour, because he's you know, he's working in the right direction. So if there's any unity opportunity, I would just throw out the possibility of maybe considering him as a guest.
And he's on the Power Hour, is that what you said?
Yeah, Daniel Brigman, because he's really, you know, if there's going to be unity to overcome this lack of education,
oh, yeah.
not for the listenership, but for the people who don't know yet. You know, he's definitely one person who's very important.
We need to look around. Thank you for calling, Jeffrey. We need to look around and go, you know what? We're all in this together. We better figure out a way to stop the globalists. We'll be right back.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I have had a major wake-up call living in Texas this last week about how important storable food is. Now, I have plenty of storable food in my house, but my notion has always been this is last case scenario, worst case scenario, like end of America, apocalyptic type scenario. But I'm realizing now that's not the case. Folks, they can shut off the power, they can shut off the water at any given moment. Now, I was lucky I had plenty of food in my fridge and in my pantry that I didn't have to dig into my storable food. But many people in Texas didn't. Don't be in that situation. Don't have that major wake-up call. When they come to shut down your power and they shut down the stores and the food supply, have the backup, have the insurance, and be ready to feed yourself, your family, your friends, and your neighbors with the storable food, best quality, best price, 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Duke. Thank you for joining me. You can watch this and other shows on band.video. We do 10 hours of live shows per day, plus some bonus stuff on Saturday, and then another 4 hours on Sunday. So you can find it all at band.video. I want to go over a couple articles since we're finishing up with this education section. We were talking about the Battle of the Couch Potatoes. School board member compares reopening schools before teachers are vaccinated to slavery and white supremacy ideology. You see? Education is now white supremacy. You know, they told you math is racist. This is all part of that. Math is racist. We're going to play this video later. Students believe Trump, not Biden, said Uyghur genocide a cultural norm. They like to use the word norms. Norms. These are all norms. They're breaking our norms. They're putting kids in cages. And now Biden does it, but it's overflow facilities. Just like this little cartoon here. Consolidation. Little Frog Lick Creek High School. He's got a little thing in his mouth. Happy kid. Now the Kidney Bean Township High School. It gets a little bigger. And the Greater Corn County High School. Everything gets a little more consolidated. Then the Central State Educational Facility. More books. Kind of a sour, dour look. Now we're cutting the hair. Big Brother National Information Distribution Center. Imperial International Propaganda System. Number 1362. Our Lady of the Benevolent Dictatorship of One World Global Training. This is your Black Lives Matters, where we're at now. And now, but we've gone beyond that. We're at the Interplanetary Carbon Unit Reprogramming Pod. And here are the pods, right here. Right here. Back at school. Pandemic continues, but life goes on at Wenatchee and Eastmont schools. You can't see them smiling beneath their masks, but the students at Wenatchee and Eastmont schools are glad to be back in school, even if it's only part-time, especially learning in their grow pods. We've got kids in grow pods now. We've done it. We've made it all the way to the end of the cartoon. All the way to the end of the cartoon. So let's go to Andrew in New York. Wants to talk about Chromebooks recording private conversations of students. Why do you think the Chromebooks are there to record your private conversations? Go ahead, Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Are you there? All right. We'll come back to him. Let's go to this video real quick. Here's the article from 2010. Rockefeller study envisages future dictatorship controlled by elite. Paul Joseph Watson, Friday, July 16th, 2010. Here's a 3-minute video of Alex Jones talking about it. And then ask yourself, why didn't we listen to him 10 years ago? Here's that video.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. Well, I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the control corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open of unveiling of planetary dictatorship. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep, display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
And you can watch that video, Shocks the World, Alex Jones Predicted COVID Lockdown in 2010. Go watch it on band.video. We have some coupon codes in there, some promo codes. Because I'm an old school, I used to use coupons. Promo codes for three of our products, the Privacy Pockets, Ultra 12, and Winter Sun Plus. So check those out. They're little Easter eggs hidden inside the videos. So check that out and save some money at InfoWarsStore.com. During the pandemic, national leaders around the world flexed their authority and imposed airtight rules and restrictions. From mandatory wearing of face masks to body temperature checks at entries to communal spaces like train stations and supermarkets, states the study. So see, they had this all figured out 10 years ago, and they would throw out mixed messages. So they throw out, no, you don't need masks. Oh, now you need masks. Now you need two masks. Now, hey, you might need three masks. Just like you need, well, there's no vaccine ready. Now we got a vaccine, but now you need two shots. No, here's a third. And lockdowns. It's all happening right now. And Alex Jones predicted it, or at least told you about it 10 years ago. And he didn't predict it. He just read the studies. He just read the studies. That's all he did. And now they have our kids in grow pods. All right, let's go to Andrew in New York. Wants to talk about Chromebooks recording private conversations of students. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, sorry, Rob. I was actually taking care of my kids when I missed your accepting me on the line. Actually, since you brought up lockstep, that was originally what I wanted to call in about. Roughly about the same time Operation Lockstep came out. You guys remember Operation Jade Helm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we were conspiracy theorists for talking about it.
We sure were, weren't we? Just like with the vaccines they want to kill us all with, now Bill Gates and Endgame we watched.
Yeah.
So if you look at what Jade is, the Chinese, if you go look at the Buddhas and the Chinese buffets, they're usually made of jade. It's a huge mineral there. They love to make just about every sort of jewelry out of it. And you look at Helm, like the front of the ship where you steer a ship from. Now, what are the odds that Operation Jade Helm, when the Chinese are at the helm of the U.S. mothership, look what they did at the Capitol. They brought in the National Guard. Just like we saw, when the Chinese took control of the ship, they're going to bring in the National Guard to quell the dissenters, the protesters, just like we watched them practice with Operation Jade Helm.
And Jade Helm was all about using social media to get real-time battlefield intelligence and how to use that against the enemy.
And now look what they're going to do to us. They're going to go to thankfully that day, I have kids. I stayed home with my kids that day at the Capitol. I would have loved to have been there. All those people that are there that day because the geolocation and social media, the things they've been saying online.
Yeah.
Just speaking the truth.
Yeah.
Now they're all going to be persecuted for it. And the Bible talks about this. And one thing I want to say, Alex Jones has said this multiple times. God's real name is Jehovah. You say Yahweh, you're saying Jehovah. In the Bible, it says that the demons and Satan shudder at that name. We need to start using that name against these satanic pedophile scumbags that want to come after our little kids dressed up like clowns with too much makeup on.
Satanic clowns.
Themselves.
Thank you for satanic calling, Andrew. Clowns. We got to go. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K that are both essential are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone, and it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I, myself, and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price. Ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Let me reiterate our support for the release of the detained Chinese, detained in China, two Canadians, Michael Spavor and Michael Covering. Human beings are not bartering chips.
That's your president. We've got more. In fact, I might play a little bit later of this video of Biden pledging himself to lockstep. It's a really funny setup. You got Trudeau here in the center, and then Biden's over here on a TV, you know, like one of those security robots that has the person on the screen, or like the boss robot that comes around. Biden's over here, and he's looking this way, talking to Trudeau, and Trudeau's over here. And it's really funny. You go to the end, like there he is, thanking Trudeau. And we got two signers. We got one in French and one in English. I mean, we're in bizarro world, and I'll probably just play his first gaffe, some institution he wants to start, some climate ministerial. I don't even know what a ministerial is, but that's our president, the ministerial president. But I want to play this video first. Student shocked to hear that Biden called Uyghur genocide a cultural norm, because that's normal. And I don't know if we'll play the whole video. We might jump out, but here it is from Campus Reform.
Hi, I'm Ophelia Jacobson with Campus Reform. Today we're at the University of Florida talking with students about the Uyghur genocide that is happening in China. Last week, President Biden referred to the genocide as a cultural norm. What do students think of this? Do they think that Biden needs to be tougher on China? Let's find out. I'm sure you've heard about what's going on in China with the mass genocide of the Uyghurs. I think since 2014, the Chinese government has been putting the Uyghurs these in these detention camps. What is your reaction to that?
All freaks.
I think that it's very important that we are all aware of what's happening to make sure that we can take actions to stop those things from happening.
It's obviously pretty horrible.
Yeah. It's like sad that like people are like
terrible, man,
being like killed just for like being them, and like I guess there should be, like, more awareness, I think.
I mean, it's kind of appalling that nothing's really being done about it in terms of, like, a national scale.
So I want to read you a quote, and I would like you to tell me which president you think said it. So the quote is, "And so the idea that I am not going to speak out against what he's doing in Hong Kong," and when he says he's referring to the Chinese president, "what he's doing with the Uyghurs in the western mountains of China and Taiwan, trying to end the One China policy by making it forceful, he gets it. Culturally, there are different norms that each country and their leaders are expected to follow." Who do you think said that?
I'm going to go ahead and guess Donald Trump.
Trump? I would probably also say Trump. Trump or Clinton?
Obama.
I think Donald Trump is the one who said that.
So what if I were to tell you that it was actually President Biden who said this 1 week ago in a town hall?
And so the idea, I'm not going to speak out against what he's doing in Hong Kong, what he's doing with the Uyghurs in western mountains of China and Taiwan, trying to end the One China policy by making it forceful. I said, and by the way, he said he gets it. Culturally, there are different norms at each country, and their leaders are expected to follow.
All right, you can watch the rest of that on InfoWars. We've got the full video there. But this is what happens when you put your kids in grow pods. They run around outside wearing masks because you've got them afraid of their own shadow. "We don't want the coronavirus to come out of your saxophone, Jenny. You got to get in this grow pod. Get in the grow pod, Jenny. We're going to learn you here in the socialist grow pod." At least they're all green. You know, if they were black or white, we'd have a racism incident on us. Like what we had in Smith College. An elite liberal arts college has quietly conceded there was no truth to the allegations of racism made by one of their students that ruined the lives of numerous campus workers. Amonu Kanute was in the canteen at Smith College in July 31st, 2018, when she claimed she was profiled for eating while black after a security guard asked her what she was doing. A psychology undergrad posted video of the incident on social media and claimed she was the victim of racism. She named staff, one of whom was hospitalized with stress, and another janitor, who was not present, was forced from his job. Kanute said the security guard may have been carrying a lethal weapon when, in fact, was unarmed. As a result, Smith forced employees to attend seminars about their unconscious bias, and one staff member who disagreed with it quit her job. Oh, it was all a lie. It was a smullet. It was just a smullet. A collegiate smullet. Collegiate smulleting. St. Joseph's University professor suspended after tweeting out against reparations for slavery that ended 156 years ago. You can't tweet that. That's how you get fired. And we had the caller earlier said she can't talk about how she feels or she'll get fired. That ought to really make you think. Really make you wonder, what kind of world do you want to live in? Because the authoritarians and the commie minders think you have to say things a certain way. And they've been programmed. They've been in their interplanetary pods. They know what it's all about. And they're ready. Let's play a little bit of this Biden speech from Canada. And I think it starts off with this big gaffe in the very beginning. So let's go ahead and play that now.
"To that end, we're launching a high-level climate ambition ministerial."
What does that even mean, an ambition ministerial? Tell us, Biden. Tell us more.
"Justin, we had good meetings. Prime Minister Trudeau and I just concluded a very productive bilateral meeting, the first of what I'm sure will be many close and cooperative sessions. One of our last foreign trips I made as Vice President was to visit the Prime Minister in Ottawa. And today, we're able to drive right into the many vital issues of importance for both our nations.
Can't even read the teleprompter right now.
For both our nations, getting COVID under control at home and around the world is an immediate priority. And we're committed to work together to help prevent future biological threats by strengthening the World Health Organization, supporting our bold targets under the Global Health Security Agenda, cooperating in a global partnership against the spread of weapons of mass destruction, and engaging in other multilateral institutions to promote transparency,
engaging
build
capacity, in
what? And strengthen global norms.
Oh, norms. We're okay. I'm with you. Norms.
To strengthen the supply chain security and resilience, and to ensure that Canada and the United States are driving a robust economic recovery that benefits everyone.
Like killing the pipeline?
Not just those at the top.
Is that what you mean, killing the pipeline?
That's especially important because we know that this pandemic is not affecting everyone the same way. Women are dropping out of work in the workforce at alarming rates. Black, Latino, and Native are also, and other minorities are
particularly
hard hit. But
they were doing so good under Trump. What happened?
We also agreed to work together on an inclusive recovery using the tools available through the small and medium enterprise chapter
of our trade agreement
to support women and minority-owned businesses.
Have you heard of the enterprise chapter?
We also doubled down on our efforts to tackle climate change. It was really, really encouraging.
I'm all ears now.
Now that the United States is back in the Paris Agreement, we intend to demonstrate our leadership in order to spur other countries to raise their own ambitions.
Okay.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep to display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Wow.
To that end, we're launching a high-level climate ambition ministerial and to align our policies and our goals and to achieve net zero emissions by 2050.
We have an ambition ministerial, an inner surprise. Wow. And we didn't even get through the whole speech where he flubbed up the stuff about the Canadians being held in China. And you can find that. Oh, what do we name that video? Biden pledges to lockstep. You can find that on ban.video in the Joe Biden channel. I think it's the Joe Biden installed for military martial law channel or something like that. I don't know. We'll probably change the name to it. That's the beauty of owning your own video platform. You can kind of make changes at will as soon as you talk to the programmers. So, Biden installation via DC martial law. That was when we sent the crew there, but now it's just going to be the Biden catch-all channel. Just like anything about COVID and Bill Gates is in the Bill Gates is Evil channel. So you can find it all at ban.video. And if you go check out ban.video right now and look at the videos there, we do have Easter eggs hidden with promo codes for three of the products, Ultra 12, Winter Sun Plus, and the Privacy Pockets. These are better than the deals you will find advertised on InfoWarsStore.com in the Fortify Your Supply sale. Time to stock up and save now. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com and check all that out. But go look at the videos, and you will find promo codes for Ultra 12, Winter Sun, and the Privacy Pockets. And they're all better than what we list at the sale. So check those out now. Save yourself some more money and support the InfoWar. It's what we do here, giving you the things you need at the best prices so we can keep doing this, telling you about GrowPods and where they're growing your children's minds and fertilizing them with socialist fertilizer. We'll be right back with more calls and talking about UFOs with Darren McBreen. It's all in the third hour of The American Journal.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They're a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it. As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture, and Washington, D.C., and Fauci, and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're the bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
There's a new video this morning that some say may be proof we're not alone in the universe. A UFO in the form of a bright light is seen descending over the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. The video is said to be taken over the weekend. Then suddenly the light shoots up into the sky. There you see it. Another video from a different angle appears to show the light doing the same thing.
You can see this thing comes down over the through the valley and in the valley, and then it turns and it comes straight. So something traveling that fast, turning at that speed, yeah, that low, it's just insane.
This seems potentially like one of the biggest stories of my lifetime, and I don't care if it's about UFOs or whatever you call it. Something that we don't understand is getting very close to our military aircraft, and the government isn't responding adequately, and I hope you keep sounding the alarm on this.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA.
My God.
It's rotating.
I think it will take congressional hearings to get to the bottom of all this.
This is the next big thing that they want the public to be afraid of.
Well, they fired this electromagnetic weapon. They collided. Two went down near Roswell, and one wasn't found until 1951 up in the northern New Mexico desert. Everyone wonders why this conservative Republican president named a five-star general, Eisenhower, said on his last speech to the nation, as he left office, beware the military-industrial complex.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
He wasn't talking about his brethren in the military rank.
No, he said a technological elite in control of it.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific technological elite.
People don't realize that Eisenhower, on his watch, lost control of the technology transfer issue around ET spacecraft. They circled the wagons and cut him out. So that's where I get into the Majority Intelligence Committee, MAJIC. It's pronounced magic, ironically, or not ironically. And that is a blend of both corporate and government programs. And I've met with a number of them who are involved at that level. And they all have this agenda to want to control the world through one calamity after another. And the big one they've been planning is to host sort of an alien threat from outer space. You know, Wernher von Braun back in the 70s on his deathbed told a member of my team that there was a long-term agenda to hoax a threat from outer space so that the sort of the uber global elite, who are really fascists, wanted to take over the planet and unite humanity, not in love and peace or spiritual development or anything nice, but around a fearsome sort of police state conditions, and that they would go through a number of protocols to do that. First, there would be, of course, the Cold War, which they would wind down, replace it with global terrorism, and then global financial chaos, and then the big one, which is the one that they're working on most, that's been very covert in these unacknowledged special access projects, is this hoaxed alien threat. All of this is basically a dress rehearsal for what's coming, and people need to wake up.
You know what I like best about UFO videos is everybody always has their UFO filter on. It's always super blurry. You can't ever see great detail. And we're going to be talking about it all hour with Darren McBreen. You're watching The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Darren McBreen's going to be joining me. And that was Dr. Stephen Greer talking about UFO disclosures. Pentagon admits it has been testing wreckage from UFO crashes. And more coming up next.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Thank you, and welcome to the third hour of The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Duke. Joining me is Darren McBreen, and we're going to spend this last hour talking about some interesting stuff that's in the news. In addition to Navy testing solar satellite that can beam power to anywhere on Earth, out of the sun just a couple weeks ago, Pentagon admits it has been testing wreckage from UFO crashes and findings that may change our lives forever. Experts say. What do you say, Darren McBreen?
This just in. I just found out about this morning. Matt Weber told us a little bit about it, but I hadn't seen it yet. But this reminds me of Roswell, New Mexico, 1947. What they're saying, that the DIA released 154 pages of test results that includes reports on a mysterious memory metal called nitinol, which remembers its original shape when folded. Now, the Pentagon has admitted to holding and testing debris from UFOs.
So this doesn't come from Wakanda. This comes from an actual UFO, nitinol.
That's what they're saying.
Nitinol.
That's what they're saying. This is the sun. And, you know, before we went to break, we played that video.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Is nitinol stronger than vibranium or Beskar?
Am I the metal expert?
You don't even know what Beskar
Hell,
is.
Hell, first time I ever heard about it.
That's what the Mandalorians wear as armor.
Oh, I see.
Adamantium. We didn't even get to that yet. That's that's what Wolverine's claws are made of.
Look, the Pentagon is saying that they're holding and testing debris from crashed UFOs.
Oh, well,
that's significant.
And you know that definitely coincides with the testimony from some people in where the guy said he crumbled it up and then it came back into its shape, which is I think what this stuff does.
And that's Mac Brazel, the farmer that the UFO crashed on his farm in 1947.
I picked up a piece of metal.
and I crushed it, and it came back to its form.
Never seen anything like it.
My pigs didn't like it neither.
Well, the U.S. military went out there, and of course, there was a huge cover-up, and, you know, Roswell has been a folklore since then. I mean, everybody knows about Roswell. Hopefully, we'll learn a little bit more about Roswell with this UFO disclosure that's coming up. Now, before we went to break, we played a clip from Dr. Stephen Greer. He's one of the world's top UFO researchers. He was recently on the Alex Jones Show talking about that, basically warning us of things to come. Now, this guy believes in UFOs, but he does not trust the government on what they are going to tell us. He says the global elite plan on this giant hoax from outer space, basically saying there's a threat from outer space to use this as an excuse to install a worldwide police state. So this is all about population control.
But luckily we all have our masks on so we don't get any of the alien DNA into us, right?
Maybe that's where the coronavirus comes from.
Yeah.
Maybe it's UFOs. But I think it's interesting.
That's how China's going to save themselves. They're like, it was not us. It was a UFO, a drop of the coronavirus.
And people will believe anything they tell us.
They will, because it'll come from the WHO, and now we're back in with the WHO giving them money, so now we have to believe everything they say.
Well, and that's exactly the thing. So, lo and behold, UFO disclosure is coming. The U.S. government announced that it's coming. But do we believe a rogue government? Is this going to be one giant psychological operation? Or are they really going to tell us what they know about UFOs? UFO disclosure is on its way. The countdown has begun. They have until late June this summer to tell us what they know about UFOs. And consider this a parting gift from President Donald Trump. Before he left office, he signed off on the Corona Relief Bill. And in it, there is a directive that says that U.S. intelligence agencies, they have until the end of summer, or I'm sorry, to the end of June, so that's this summer, to tell Congress what they know about unidentified aerial phenomena. So they need to report to Congress what they know about UFOs. So the clock is ticking. They could do it any day now, but it has to be before July 1st of this year.
Now, do we know if this Getty image here of Major Jesse Marcel with debris from Roswell, do we know if this is nitinol? Do we know this?
No, they're saying that's a weather balloon.
Oh, okay. That's a weather balloon.
Yeah.
And there's more of the weather balloon. It does kind of look like balsa wood and tinfoil. Look, folks, this is what we found.
Well, I think that was a cover-up. I do believe they recovered something significant at Roswell.
The inclusion of advanced technical reports on nitinol is curious. Nitinol is a shaped memory alloy that remembers its original shape when folded or crunched and snaps back seamlessly and instantly.
It's crazy.
This memory characteristic was reported by many witnesses at Roswell.
Yep.
Well, that is all very interesting. And, I guess here's some nitinol right here. It's unclassified. This is the split ring resonator. I'm sorry. This is the split ring resonator. Do you have one in your compact?
No, I've yet to get that.
Everyone needs one of these.
But hey, keep in mind, the Pentagon, they've released UFO videos before.
Mm-hmm.
And they've officially acknowledged three separate incidents reported by the U.S. Navy. We've all seen the footage of the F-18 fighter pilots chasing these things down, tracking them.
They call it the Tic Tac one. Yeah.
But so a fleet of them came out of the ocean, and they were able to track them down. They have some of the best tracking systems on the market, and were finally able to lock in on one. And the videos are famous. So they've released these videos before. God only knows what they plan on releasing this summer. I think it's going to be significant.
Well, whatever it's going to be used to control us and to get us on to a one world government. We know that. So be on the lookout for that type of propaganda. We have some calls about the Great Reset and reopening businesses and new codes. And if you guys want to talk about that, that's fine. But I am going to go to callers first who want to talk about some of this disclosure. We don't talk about this much on InfoWars, but it is in the news now. They're talking about nitinol, but not in the same sentence as Wakandan vibranium or adamantium or Beskar. So, I mean, it's moved from science fiction to reality now, even though we've been talking about this for a while. So 877-789-2539. If you've seen a UFO, I'll probably get you on first. And I'll tell my UFO story later on in the break. McBreen, do you want to get to the Nick Pope disclosure?
Yeah, let's do that first.
All right.
So Nick Pope, you've seen him on television. He's on Discovery Channel, History Channel, UFO guy. But he was once part of the British Ministry of Defense. And he was just on the Tucker Carlson show talking about the upcoming UFO disclosure. He has heard rumors that part of the disclosure will include proof of alien life forms. Check this out.
Reports, five pilots coming forward over the weekend saying they've had multiple mid-air encounters with high-flying, fast-moving objects.
New reporting this morning on unidentified flying objects in our airspace.
The Corona relief bill the president signed last month contains a provision that hasn't gotten a lot of attention.
He triggered a countdown for U.S. intelligence agencies to tell Congress what they know about UFOs.
It's interesting. Just before Christmas, there were some leaks. Sitting in Office of Naval Intelligence is an organization called the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force. They're probably the ones drafting this report. Some leaks suggest they have not ruled out the extraterrestrial hypothesis.
So they have not ruled out the extraterrestrial hypothesis. In other words, they might tell us that aliens are real and they've been visiting planet Earth.
I think they are real. They're called Dimtardians. And they live within the Democratic Party. And they're here to eat out our substance.
Dude, this might be the most shocking announcement in world history.
And all I can do is make a joke about Democrats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe anything anymore. I mean, honestly, they could sit there and tell me this is from another planet. I'll be like, no, you guys invented this in World War II.
Well, just like the devil mixes lies with the truth,
mm-hmm.
There's no doubt that the U.S. government is probably going to do the same thing. I'm with you. I think that there's going to be some truth in this, but they're going to mix some lies in there, probably say there's a giant threat to further control us,
mm-hmm.
and install a permanent police state. I mean, that's the direction they've been heading, so why not use the UFO hoax as part of it?
And if you get 6 jabs from this vaccine, you'll be okay from the alien virus that has come to Earth.
Oh, thank God. Are you serious?
To kill us. Yes.
Just six.
Just
okay.
Six.
All right.
Or maybe 6 more, and then you need another 6 in another 6 months.
You said 666.
It's crazy. It's what's happening. When we get back, we're going to talk about the nuclear power plant aspect with UFOs and how they've been stalking power plants.
We'll
be
back
with
more.
You're watching the American Journal.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
We are well into the third hour and final hour of the American Journal. Coming up next will be the Alex Jones Show, starting at 11 a.m. Central, leading into the War Room, and that will conclude our broadcast day here in the InfoWars Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines. I'm joined by my good buddy Darren McBreen, and we're talking about UFOs, and we're going to get into a whole bunch of stuff that's going on. I'm going to share one of my UFO stories. We have some callers on the line. Want to talk about UFO disclosures, long time coming, old news. Jefferson in Virginia, a frequent caller, believes the UFOs are half ours and half alien. These Dimtardian, I want to find out. And McBreen, you want to talk about how these UFOs have been shadowing nuclear sites around the world.
Here's what I want to know. Why have there been so many UFO sightings over our nuclear launch facilities? I mean, that's scary stuff. The Department of Energy, they have confirmed that there has been UFO sightings over every major U.S. nuclear launch site. And not only are these things showing up unannounced, uninvited, over restricted airspace, they basically park their ass over the underground nuclear launch facilities, and they're even able to somehow remotely disable the nuclear missiles in the process. So, needless to say, it's scaring the hell out of the U.S. military, and Congress and the Senate, they want to know what's going on. Play clip three. This is UFOs over nuclear launch sites.
Author and investigator Robert Hastings has spent more than 40 years locating and interviewing military veterans, missile officers, and others who worked in various parts of the atomic weapons program. More than 150 of them so far. They've all told the same story.
That, in fact, UFOs have routinely monitored our nuclear weapons going back decades, and on occasion, apparently, have actually interfered with the functionality of those weapons.
He called back 5 minutes later, and this time he was very frightened, very scared, shouting into the phone, saying that he had his guards there, and they were seeing a oval-shaped orange-red object hovering just above the gate of our facility. And he was frightened. He wanted me to tell him what to do. What should he do? And so I said something like, make sure nothing comes in, use force if necessary, but we had to protect the weapons that we had. So he hung up the phone, and I went to tell my commander about this phone call. And as I was speaking to him, the missiles went into inoperable condition, what we called no-go. It could not be launched. And we lost all 10 of them.
Everything went red.
All 10 missiles were disabled. Every single one of them.
We don't know who is piloting these craft or why they're poking around, but dozens of witnesses and thousands of pages of documents suggest someone is monitoring our nukes. The Department of Energy admits there's a long history of UFO activity over nuclear weapons facilities. The I-Team's own FOIA request, filed in 1992, produced a thick stack of documents from the Department of Energy indicating UFO incidents over every major atomic weapons facility dating to the late 40s.
The incident at Malmstrom Air Force Base, Montana in 1967 did involve the appearance of a saucer-shaped object above a nuclear missile launch site. Seconds later, all 10 of these missiles controlled by this site malfunctioned.
This is a clip from a new documentary film, the culmination of Hastings' years of research. The film includes chilling incidents where UFOs have not only infiltrated restricted airspace over nuclear missile bases, but on occasion have disabled ICBMs and put the military on high alert. In one dramatic incident from the film, military photographers using telescopic lenses watched a UFO disable a warhead used in a missile test fired from Vandenberg.
Reported this to the command post, and they told him the same thing had happened at another site, although it was a week earlier. But they also lost 10 missiles due to this object.
Whoa! So that's a no-go. They call that a no-go when the missiles have been disabled. So can you imagine? I mean, they must be freaking out about this. Of course, the U.S. military, they will consider this a major threat. Some people think it might be a warning. What do you think?
Well, the aliens did let us drop two bombs.
Yes, they did.
On Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They let us test bombs. They let China test missiles. They let North Korea test missiles. They let the Russians test missiles.
Mm-hmm.
And the Israelis, who have nukes, even though they don't want you to think they do have them.
Hell, maybe they gave us the technology.
Yeah, now they're just making sure that they can turn it off, that the fail-safe is there. Order 66 switch.
There's also been reports of them actually starting the launch sequence at some of these sites where they've had to go in and manually shut them down. So they're very interested in it. Regardless, they're very interested in it. And now Congress and the Senate, they want to know what's going on. But look, here's the thing, too.
Yeah.
I just don't trust these guys. Part of the UFO, the guys that are leading the UFO disclosure are Marco Rubio, Harry Reid.
He's a Ferengi.
Yeah, Harry Reid is in on this. Harry Reid said that most of the videos and the information he has never seen the light of day. So hopefully that will come out. And then we have...
Maybe that's why he had that black eye. He was trying to hold on to it. They wanted it to see the light of day, and they're punching Harry Reid in the face.
Not now. We got
to
wait till this summer.
Okay.
And then John Clapper, former CIA chief, he said in an interview recently that he believes that these UFOs are piloted by alien craft.
Okay.
So that's kind of a big thing to say. And again, we can't trust this guy.
That's true. Hey, we got a caller on the line. Jefferson wants to talk about UFOs, half ours and half aliens. That kind of goes with what you were just saying. Let's go to Jefferson now. How's it going, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be on with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unacknowledgement is the key word in all of this. Stephen Greer mentioned it, that we've been reverse engineering what we find in these crashes for 70 years now. And some of it is us and some of it is them. And it's all about withholding information about energy technology and gravitics and all that sort of stuff that would change our world dramatically. And they just don't want us fighting when we don't need to fight. They're saying, why would you destroy your world fighting over things that you don't need to fight about?
If you had unlimited energy, you right. wouldn't need to fight at all, because there would be essentially unlimited energy is unlimited resources. And, you know, everybody would have a little power pod in their backyard, and we wouldn't have to deal with ERCOT and any of these other entities,
mm-hmm.
and we would have, you know, hypersonic travel and floating cars and all this other stuff. We wouldn't have traffic jams. Yeah. Finish up, Jefferson.
And you could recycle all of your waste products into something useful with unlimited energy. You could desalinate the oceans. You could reconstitute glaciers. You could do all kinds of stuff. So More importantly, back to this nuclear football thing. Nancy Pelosi is well aware that Kamala Harris is illegally in office. She is not a natural born citizen. Neither of her parents were citizens. So she's in there illegally. So Nancy knows that if Biden goes down, she can take Kamala Harris out by simply acknowledging what they all know in Washington. They laugh about this at cocktail parties, that you people in media don't bring this up, that Kamala Harris is illegally in office, and we're afraid to mention it because we're afraid we're going to be called racist.
And then Nancy will have the nuclear football.
Thanks for calling, Jefferson. Appreciate it. We got more UFO disclosures coming up next.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale and an additional 10% off as well because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price, anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Oh, shit.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, Sean did a great job picking out the bumper music for this hour. We started with the Star Trek theme, and I think this is the song that was used on Coast to Coast for many years.
All right.
Which I got to be a guest on at one point. With John B. Wells, that was a great opportunity.
And you still haven't told us your UFO story. I hope we're going to get to that.
We'll definitely get to that. I want to go to a caller here. Jane in Texas says UFO disclosure is a long time coming. Go ahead, Jane. You're on with the American Journal.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy because I love you guys so much. You guys are doing such a good job.
Thank you.
I'm from Austin, Texas. I love Austin, and I just want you guys to know, like, I'm just assuming that this is going to be probably, you know, the next step they're going to do. I've been, you know, got no power for 4 days, and I just, like, admire you guys so much because you're at least saying the truth about shit. Like, I have, you know, I was into Sumerian shit. I was into Anunnaki shit.
All right. Hold on. Before we go any further in your
this is a
research,
family show.
It's a family show. And drop the SH words. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay, so basically I just assume that that's all they have left is to, you know, that's the next step is what they're going to do because they really have nothing. And honestly, they're just trying to just break us down, break us up. And honestly, like, that's the next step they're going to have is to just infiltrate us in our minds and just try to unite us in that one world government.
Mm-hmm. So you think this, I'm sorry, you think this UFO disclosure is one giant hoax, like a scare tactic to control us?
It would definitely just unite the world together into what they're going to try to do, you know? So it's definitely going to just unite us together in any way. So that would be only be, I feel like, what their outcome would be, was just them trying to get us united together to go along with the government, what they're trying to do.
Well, I think they've kind of run out of Ponzi schemes to keep reshuffling the deck with everything. That's why they're trying this great reset. This is a Hail Mary.
Yep.
And if this doesn't work, I think people are waking up to it. They're waking up to the vaccines. Less people are getting them.
Yeah. But if you're not,
and so UFO disclosure is just like another way to try to control us.
Yeah. And I agree with that. I'm just so thankful for you guys. You guys are doing such a good job. And I'm just so giddy because I truly do love InfoWars so much. I watch you guys all day. I love Owen Schroyer. I love you guys. I love Harrison. I love you. You're hosting. You guys got to go. Like, I'm drunk as hell, but I love you guys.
Well, we appreciate you being drunk at 10 in the morning.
10:30. Yeah.
And watching InfoWars. And everybody out there, you know, in between shows on breaks, go to band.video and check out the videos. Inside there, we have hidden coupon codes, promo codes. In fact, I've got them right here.
Here comes one now.
We can open this up, and the promo code went out. Wow, there goes that gag.
Maybe
I can't even get it.
Maybe it was disabled.
I think this promo code needs to go back.
Okay,
we're gonna put that back. But if you go to band.video, you can find promo codes for Winter Sun. You can find them for Ultra 12 and the Privacy Pockets. The Privacy Pockets are hot right now.
Big time.
And you can get them for, I'm not even going to tell you what you can get them for because you got to find the promo code hidden within the videos in band.video. We have three promo codes out there, and it's all part of our Fortify Your Supply sale that we're having, which a lot of products are 40, 50% off plus free shipping. So Survival Shield X2 is 50% off plus free shipping. Turbo Force 40% off. Super Male Vitality 40% off. Privacy pouches, $10 off, but if you find the coupon code, you can get even more. So check those out on band.video. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. That can go higher with the coupon code. That's promo code, if you find it in band.video, inside the videos. Winter Sun Plus, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off, plus free shipping. And Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. Plus free shipping on everything. It's time to fortify your supply, especially if you were living in Austin or in Texas. You know you went through some of your storable food, some of your batteries, some of your survival gear, some of your water filters, all that stuff. Got a good workout. Now you know it works. Now it's time to resupply. Fortify your supply at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
All right. And thank you for calling, Jane. We appreciate you. And we share your love for truth and information. And so, McBreen, where do you want to go? Do you want to hear my UFO story?
Sure.
Okay. This was, I think, in 2004.
Okay.
Some friends of mine had borrowed my trailer to go out to Burning Man.
and they popped a tire on the way out and left the trailer in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
I'm here in Austin, and they're at Burning Man. And they gave me they said, hey, we're here in Tucson, or the trailer's in Tucson at my dad's house. We left it at some kid's dad's house. So I drive with my buddy who was going to El Paso to do some campaigning, and we're driving through Marfa at about 12:30 at night. Marfa, known for its Marfa lights. And we're driving along, and I see out in the distance the lights. And to me, what it looked like was on a mountain road, so it was an angle, there were lights all one behind one another, boop, 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 and just moving slowly.
In unison? Like in four?
Oh, yeah. Right in unison, coming down. I'm driving.
On his way to Burning Man.
No, just to pick up my trailer.
Okay.
But there we were. We were listening to Lord of the Rings, the BBC audio tapes. So we were listening to that while watching the Marfa lights. And I'm like, are you seeing these, my buddy? I'm seeing these things, and I'm seeing them too.
It's good to have someone with you, though. That you're seeing.
You see that? And we felt like we were getting closer, but we never really got closer. And I'm like, there's got to be a mountain road somewhere. But what we were looking at was Mexico. And I'm like, where is this highway up in the air that's got these lights on it? And so that's my UFO story. Okay. Never did figure it out.
So that brings me to the Phoenix lights. And I have two clips. And, you know, I just thought this was significant because the governor of Arizona at the time, most of you have probably seen the lights over Phoenix, 1997, one of the biggest witnessed UFO sightings in history. I mean, thousands of people. This is over a major metropolitan area. And the governor, this is a little before and after, the governor of Arizona, he held a press conference and he kind of made a mockery of the whole thing, only to years later kind of change his tone. Show the first clip and then I'll talk about it and then we'll go to the second clip. But here's the governor of Arizona at a press conference talking about the lights over Phoenix, Arizona.
Tonight, something strange happened in the skies over Arizona that still hasn't been fully explained.
An event now known as the Phoenix Lights.
It was extraordinary.
No one knows for sure what happened that night in the skies over Arizona in March, but thousands of people saw something.
1997. The governor holds a press conference and brings his chief of staff out before the press dressed as an alien.
I knew it. I knew it.
Now, that pissed people off. That pissed a lot of people off. Now,
yeah.
I'm from Phoenix. I have a lot of friends and family and a lot of people that witnessed it at the time. And they were pissed off when the
Grays are smaller than that. They're not that tall.
Exactly.
I would piss
me
off, too.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
But so he kind of made fun of them and made a mockery over the whole thing, only to years later. Now, not only did he apologize for making fun of them, he admits that he believes it's real because he saw it himself. So play this other clip. And now this governor is part of the UFO Disclosure Project. But check this out. This is what he says now about the same UFO.
Bigger thing I've ever seen in the sky.
Like an aircraft carrier in the sky?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. And it was hard to define because of the light in terms of the size, but it was absolutely silent and had sort of eerie embedded lights, and it's nothing like anything I've ever seen.
And you're an Air Force guy.
Yeah, and a pilot. Got a lot of hours flying. So it was pretty breathtaking.
It was enormous.
Yeah.
Like an aircraft carrier in the sky, is that about as close as
I think that's a fair description.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
Like an aircraft carrier in the sky. So this thing was enormous, and it was seen by millions of people. Well, thousands of
so it makes sense that he would make a joke about it because he was scared.
Well, the reason why he did that press conference, he says, is the city was on the verge of panic.
Yeah.
And he had to do something. So now that he's no longer the governor, he's now part of the UFO Disclosure Project, and he appears in, you know, different places. They're trying to get the truth out there, and so he wants answers as well.
What, like he's beamed to different places?
No.
He beams himself?
He physically goes there, as far as I know. That's unconfirmed, but...
Wow. Well, we'll get into that and more coming up. Pentagon also has the Navy pilot footage, the Tic Tac footage, and more. You're watching The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Due. Joining me is Darren McBreen. You can watch these shows and more on band.video. Check out InfoWarsStore.com if you want to support what we're doing. Thank you.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video.
Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price. Ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
There I am, final segment of the American Journal, and I'm getting then sucked up into a UFO to go find out the secrets of the universe, to get free energy and electrolytes, because that's what plants crave. I'm joined, Darren McBreen, over here off to my right. We're talking about UFOs.
There we go.
And I want to go to Victor in Florida, who has a UFO experience he would like to talk about. So, Victor in Florida, how are you doing today?
I'm well. It's great to be on with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So, this is about 8 years ago. I was meditating outside. It was nighttime, completely clear. And I noticed a very bright blue light. I thought it was a star, actually, until it started to move directly toward me. as it moved closer, there was no sound. It was extremely slow, so it couldn't have been any drone, I don't think. And as it got closer, it went from a ball of blue light to a streak of blue electricity in the sky. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Do you think that was fallout from meditating, like your brain was on fire, or do you really think you saw that?
No, I really think I saw it. I do think it had something to do with the meditation. Mm-hmm. Based on Dr. Stephen Greer's theories, I think he's got a point as far as consciousness being the point of connection with other beings.
Okay. You know, I saw one time camping out the stealth bomber, which was kind of like that video that you showed me, the V, and it was just three lights, and it went by, and you could tell it was the stealth bomber, and it was super quiet. I was pretty amazed.
I mean, can you imagine before they finally disclosed that, that would look like
a UFO. Oh, yeah, that would totally be. I would think that was a UFO.
Yeah.
But we'd already known about it. We'd seen the shape of it.
There was even models of it before they finally.
But this was the triangle one, yeah, that looked really, it looked like a spaceship.
And especially from different angles. Well, you know what we're starting to see now with the popularity of drones?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that are now capturing UFO footage on drones. And there was some filmmakers from in Utah. They were working on a documentary. And they had their drone out there and capturing some B-roll footage for their documentary. They didn't even notice the UFO until they got back and they were reviewing the footage. Go ahead and roll this, guys. Let's take a look at it. They were reviewing the footage of what they shot in this drone. And lo and behold, this UFO is going by at an incredible rate of speed. And here we go. And so some of this is in slow motion, but you could see it coming.
Oh, wow.
This is what they find this when they go back to the hotel. And they're just like, holy crap. I mean, you would have to be one of the best special effects artists.
Oh, so they zoom. That's the zoom in, and now we're seeing the zoom out.
Exactly. And then so that's at a slow rate of pace, speed, I mean, and then show it at regular speed as well. So I think it's very interesting. There's a lot more of these type of things that are coming out now that people have drones out there, and they're coming back and finding some.
Good thing they weren't recording at 24 frames a second. We probably wouldn't have seen it.
Exactly. And that's one of your pet peeves. So, yeah.
No, it's at least vertical videos, my pet peeve.
Yeah.
Frame rates I don't care too much about.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. So that was in Utah?
Yep.
There's a lot of interesting stuff in Utah.
Yeah, near Beaver, Utah.
Beaver, Utah.
That's right.
Huh. So. Wow, that's amazing looking.
Yep.
And that one's fairly in focus.
There you go. I figured you'd like
that. And it turns. I like the turn it does, mm-hmm, and then comes right past the camera.
Yeah, so it makes a like 3.5 miles in just a few seconds because they track it from the center of those mountains,
mm-hmm,
and the corner it takes. It's moving, buddy. It's moving pretty fast.
Well, let's go to Chase in Louisiana. Wants to say they never tell us about the UFO. So go ahead, Chase. Go ahead. You're in Louisiana.
They're about to.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
I was just going to say, yeah, I don't, when they ask me about UFOs, I don't think they'll ever tell us the truth, mm-hmm, unless something forces their hand. I, the past 4 years, I really liked to bring up Trump's line in his inauguration speech, was my favorite line. We will unlock the secrets, mm-hmm, of the universe, release the secret technology, the suppressed technologies, and unlock the secrets of the universe together. And I liked to bring that up to everyone I could to hold his feet to the fire on that. I think that's still our only hope. I don't think Trump's made his last play. And I think anyone that makes himself an enemy of disclosure, makes himself an enemy of truth
of humanity. Yeah. No, yeah, I think we can take it. We're at the point now. We've seen it all.
Yep.
We can take it. And if we can't take it, well, that's tough. I mean, but we should at least have the opportunity to go, hey, do we want unlimited energy if it's really out there? Do we want these metals that we can crush and come back into form? I mean, that would be amazing.
And that's the thing. I do believe that this technology exists. I do believe that there's something to these sightings. I mean, these guys aren't going to just make up the fact that their nuclear missiles are being disabled. And this has been going on for a long time, not just in the United States at our bases and our nuclear facilities. Every major superpower has been experiencing this.
Oh, yeah.
But the big thing,
UK and Russia, they all have had their stories.
All of them. But can we trust a rogue government? That's the thing. And like I said, the devil mixes lies with the truth. There's no doubt that when this disclosure comes out, that I believe they're going to do the same thing.
We're getting part. We'll only get part of the story.
They're going to mix lies with the truth.
Yeah.
Now, remember, this goes to Congress.
That's like kind of like mixing boys into girls' sports.
Exactly.
But they're a cultist.
Yes.
The hidden knowledge, the gatekeepers. These gatekeepers that we deal with on every other way, whether it's spiritual, whether it's in the church, whether it's in civics, government, politics, just people. Everybody tries to use politics as a word to say, oh, I'm not going to talk about that because that's politics.
That's politics.
And politics is just people's opinion. There's politics and saying I'm not going to talk about politics.
When I lie to you, it's just politics. Just politics. I'm not lying. It's just politics. Thanks for calling, Chase. Let's go to Marcus in Texas. Thinks it'll be a managed disclosure, just like what you said. Go ahead, Marcus. Yeah.
What's going on, Rob Dew? You need to start a show called The Morning Dew.
I have to get up a lot early.
Yeah. I like that. He's not a morning guy.
No, yeah, I can tell. I mean, I've had long hair and a beard for a long time. So, look, the managed disclosure is just going to be simply this. We need to go to war with the. We need to go to war with these aliens. They're invading.
We got
to
unite.
You're going to hear the word. You know how to hear norms? You're going to hear airspace, invading the airspace.
Yeah.
Threat to national security, to national security. The famous Stephen Greer talks about, which, I mean, I've been waiting for InfoWars to talk about this, but it's just that, like, we can enter, like the previous, not the previous caller, but the one before that, he said he thought it had to do with his meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't, the fact that the government knows that that's pretty much all that there is to it. They're going to try to step in between us and that interfacing. So I can't say much more than that because I don't have any real experience. I mean, the one UFO experience I have was just a light appeared in the sky that was like a street light, basically, and it was like the size of the moon. And then it disappeared, and I was like, oh my God. And I called my friend Noah out to the front porch. He comes out, and I was like, and I literally said, please come back, please come back. And then it came back and he saw it and then it disappeared and came back one more time and it was gone.
Wow.
But like, it wasn't a craft. It was just a light. But like you know what an airplane is and you know when it's not an airplane and what's an airplane.
I think most everybody has had some sort of UFO experience at one point in their life.
If you're walking around in dark.
Yeah.
It could definitely happen.
I'm not going to talk about mine.
Thank you for sharing that.
I've been sworn to secrecy.
Marcus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the same Justin in Florida that just called? Guys, is that the same one? The UFO experiences saw UFO falling? I thought we just had a Justin in Florida call. Well, let's go to Anthony. Let's let Anthony be our tail gunner. Talk about Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset. I believe that this will be used. You know, Klaus Schwab talks about the war between the robots and the humans.
Yep.
Of course, he's on the side of the robots, even though he wants you to think he's on the side of the humans. Go ahead, Anthony. Thank you for holding.
Hey, guys. Yeah. That guy really, like, you want to talk about aliens, they really are the aliens.
Yeah.
Their minds don't think like normal humans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how he actually says the new diet will be sewage, bugs, and weeds, like as Alex said. And he actually thinks we're going to comply with that.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going along with that.
We're going to be on the train going through the frozen tundra eating roaches.
He's the real life Dr. Evil right there.
Yep, it really is disgusting. And also, the people that we should really be focusing on that really are like aliens too is if you want to talk about things getting released, it should be the videos of on Hillary's hard drive of the things that Alex said made police officers collapse on the ground and like start crying and throwing up.
Yeah, and a lot of guys have committed suicide after looking at those videos.
Yeah.
I agree. Probably more disturbing than UFO disclosures will be what was on Anthony Weiner's laptop.
Yeah.
And
they're not. That's and, one disclosure we're not going to get, right?
Not for the next 4 years, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing, the John Kerry, how he's the new climate, controller, mm-hmm. and how what he did in Skull and Bones, what Alex talked about, the disgusting things he did that I can't even mention, but if you look up that video of Alex talking about John Kerry, Skull and Bones, it really is so messed up.
Oh, it is. And these are the elites, and they want to control your life with their perverted desires. That's all for today with the American Journal. Owen Schroyer is going to be here tomorrow running it as we take backup for Harrison Smith. I'm Rob Dew, Darren McBreen. Thanks for watching. InfoWarsStore.com is where you can go to support us.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now.
That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend? Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.